everybody, and welcome to the Mint Podcast. We are on episode 5 now, which is so crazy to believe. I want to take a moment to thank all of you for your support. The outpour of love and support that I've gotten from everybody really means a lot, and I know that it means a lot to all those listening. Today we are going to kind of take a back seat to the mental health disorder, and we're going to kind of focus on situational mental health. So I have a girl here with me who I've known, and I calculated it earlier, for 13 years, which makes me sound so old. And as I've known Katie throughout the years, I realized that we have way more in common than we thought. It started when we realized we had the same birthday.
Yeah.
And then a couple years ago, about a year ago, I found out you were into CrossFit.
Yep.
And if you know me, you know that, like, I'm way too in love with it.
It's
very expensive, that's for sure. So what Katie and I are going to be talking about today is how a situation can affect your mental health. So I'm going to kind of let her go into it, but to kind of give you a brief overview, today we're going to be talking about breakups. And I know that I've dealt with horrible breakups in the past. Just about everybody that I know has dealt with a bad breakup. And we're going to be talking about that situation and how it can affect your mental health and how, you know, you can be put into a deep depression and have horrible anxiety that shoots through your veins and through the roof. So with that being said, Katie, welcome.
Thanks. I'm getting over the flu, so I sound very sick.
Oh, you're fine. So before we go into it, I guess one thing that I want to know from you, is what was your mental state? What was your mental health like before you went through what you've been going through the past couple months?
So that's the thing, is that it didn't just start when I found everything out. It was happening before, you know, the anxiety and the depression was happening before, when I had a gut feeling that something was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, growing up, just like Jacob, I have ADHD, but it's not really affected anything mentally.
Right.
Kind of like him. But
you just kind of had it.
Yeah. And it didn't really affect me, but, you know, normal girl stuff growing up.
Happy I'm done with that.
Yes. But it definitely started way before I found anything out, for sure.
Right. Let's kind of backtrack here. When did you guys start dating?
It was, Jordan and I started dating, September, October of 2015.
Okay.
So, what is that, 4 years yet?
Yeah, about almost, yeah. Because we've been, almost 4 years ago. So
we weren't really anything official until that February of 2016, but it all started in 2015.
And it seemed like everything was like rainbows and butterflies.
Oh, and it was in the beginning. I mean, granted, he had some stuff from his past that scared me a little bit I definitely shoved down, but all my friends, that when they met him and they saw us together, like, Katie, the way that he looks at you, like, he is so madly in love with you. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm so madly in love with him. And
right.
I mean, 4 months later, I moved in.
Yeah.
And when
you were in
Rice.
Which is like Longwood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right outside Farmville. That's what it is. And you guys got engaged.
Yep. That was, the day before Thanksgiving 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, a year ago.
Yeah, because you were supposed to get married in October.
October.
And that's come and gone now. Yeah.
Thank God.
So, yeah, I'm sure that was not a fun day for you this past October.
Actually, it was pretty fun. I was at a winery.
There you go. So, when you started to kind of have these gut feelings that something was going on, what did that feel like? How did that all happen?
It was extremely overwhelming. So he owned a convenience store, which he has now sold, but I had actually quit my job as a teacher. Wasn't really happy there. It was a very small private school that was not really my thing. So I had quit my job and was home helping him. And I think I knew before I quit my job that something just, you know, could not
like
put
you
my
weren't
finger
sure
on it,
what
but something wasn't right. And I, at this point, we weren't engaged yet. And So I was like, well, I have time to figure this out. If there's something, or maybe I'm just, you know, being crazy. Right. You, in a situation like that.
Girls.
You
know,
you never really know. So.
We have our flaws.
Yes. But, so I just started, it was just an overwhelming feeling of something isn't right. And I did not know what the hell it was. Yeah. I could not put my finger on it. And it would cause, you know, trouble in our relationship, where I would be like, what's good? Do you not love me? You know, all those crazy girl things.
The self-doubt. That,
And he reassured me every time. It's all good. It's all okay. You know, love you. Everything's great. We're going to get married. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Yeah. And so I was like, okay. And then it would come back around. It was just a never-ending cycle. And so there would be days, since I wasn't working and just helping him at the store, that I would just lay on the couch all day. I mean, binge watch Netflix until I fell asleep, and
then like wake up and do it all
over. Yeah, I mean, it was just a never-ending cycle of something in my gut is telling me, I don't know what it is, but something's not right, and I didn't end up trusting it.
Yeah.
Until the day that I found out, July 17th.
Yeah.
That, which was 3 days after my birthday.
Jesus. Our birthday.
Our birthday, yeah. That I knew that, okay, here it is.
Yeah. So what did that feel like? Was it, because part of me seems like, well, maybe, I mean, obviously it sucked and obviously it hurt and obviously like it's a gut-wrenching feeling, but then I feel like in a way it kind of has to be almost like a relief. Like,
so,
okay, so I was right.
That, so like I said, I found out and what day was that? So July 17th I found out, and I came home, and within a week I was, you know, in a therapist's office, bawling my eyes out, telling her exactly what's going on. And she was like, okay, but, and I get this, and I understand you're upset, and you seem very upset, but she's like, you're relieved, aren't you? And I said, absolutely. I'm not crazy.
But that doesn't mean I'm not heartbroken.
Right, right. I'm absolutely heartbroken.
It's crazy the way that you, yeah, and it's crazy the way that you come to those realizations. Like, I remember my very first breakup. It was with, like, my first love, you know, like, you do everything together, you're so in love, I'm gonna get married, and we're gonna have these kids, and their names are gonna be this and that, and we're gonna have a dog, and whatever the case may be. And then I remember, you know, us breaking up, and then when I found out that he had gotten into another relationship, the 19-year-old Mary Page didn't handle that a very nice way. And I'm woman enough to admit that now, but it's one of those things where, like, you look back on it and you're like, you know, there were issues before.
Oh,
you
know?
And it's almost like it hurts you so bad because you should have trusted your gut, and, like, you know you had that gut feeling, and you know that you should, like, God damn it. Like, why didn't I just listen to myself,
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, to, like, bash them or whatever the case may be. I mean, we get along perfectly fine now. Like, obviously, a breakup sucks back then. And that was not nearly as crazy as what happened to you. But having those gut feelings and then, like, realizing that you were right, it's kind of like you have this newfound, like, trust in yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Yeah. So, I know I haven't said it yet, but I was engaged and was supposed to get married October and found out in July that my fiance had been cheating on me, not just once, not just twice, but since, like, 2016.
Yeah.
When, like, we started dating. Whole relationship. So, yeah, the whole time. And it was just, it wasn't like it, you know, the thing was, it wasn't like he went on a trip with his boys
and it happened. Thing.
No,
yeah.
This was our life. Like, this was his life.
Yeah.
Which is really creepy.
It was,
and
like,
gross.
Repetitive.
And, yeah. So, yeah, that was it. So July 17th was a hard day.
I can't even
really
imagine.
Hard day.
Not only that, but you're coming off of, like, it's your birthday, and I'm sure you had a great birthday,
we
and you're making
up
all these
our
wedding
bands.
Yeah, you're
we
making all these
day,
wedding plans,
and I was like, ugh.
And I'm in the process of planning a wedding right now, and, like, I can't even imagine not only all the things that you have to cancel, but all the people that you have to call.
And the people. Well, thankfully, I have some great people in my life that handled all of that. But, yeah, that was not fun. That was not fun at all. I think I just now have finished getting everything back that, you know, from the florist and the cake and the this and the that. Mm-hmm. That. And so, yeah.
So you say, you know, you luckily, which you are very lucky. You know, you do have all of these great people in your life. So when you were first telling them about it, how did they react? And I know that we know a lot of the same people, right. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first things first, my mom is my best friend. Love you, Mom. Called her, I called my best friend, Heather, and she was like, no, this is, no, you're lying.
Yeah.
But come over, like, but you're lying, it's okay, you're lying, it's all good. I got there, and she could tell right away, like, holy cow, this is happening, this happened, wow. And then, so she was very shocked, I mean, and she was very close, still is very close with General.
Yeah.
And then I called my mom, and my brother answered jokingly, he was living at home at the time, and he said, hey, Katie, what's up? And I'm, like, bawling, and I'm like, give Mom the phone, I need to talk to Mom, and he's like, what? And so I finally got Mom, I said, Mom, you need to go in another room right now, because I could tell she's sitting down at the dinner table with my brother and my dad, and that was not going to go over well.
No.
I needed her to, me to explain everything before she told
them. I met your dad for the first time back in July when all this happened, and you asked me to come over, and I remember looking at him thinking, like, I would not mess with that man.
No. He's a very intimidating man.
Yes.
But he's a teddy bear. So my mom told them, and immediately my brother hid everything in the house. Because, I mean, I was coming home that next day. So my brother hid everything in the house, like all the pictures, all the stuff that
were anything that would be a trigger.
Right.
Yeah.
And then my dad just was extremely distraught. Like I said, this is like my first big relationship, and obviously I was gonna marry him. My dad trusted him, so it just hurt everyone for a long time.
Yeah.
So we're good now, though.
After, well, that's good. Thank God. Yeah. So after you know, the initial shock kind of wore off, you weren't completely done. I mean, you kind of like.
Well, my thing was
back.
I couldn't just, you know, this was a man that
and
I was.
And people were pissed at you.
Oh, they were so pissed.
Now, how does that affect you?
That was hard because, I mean, I'm 27. I'm almost 27 years old. Like, this is not just a boyfriend that I dated for a year and I'm breaking up with. This was going to be my husband.
Yeah.
So if I was walking away, I was going to know 100%
that
I was
walking
away for good. Yeah. Like, I'm not. I don't have time. My life is too precious. I don't have time to go back and forth and play these games and get even more depressed and sad and down. I just don't have time for that. So.
But it sucks knowing, like, and granted, I've been on both sides. So I've been on your side and I've been on the friend side, right? So when you're the friend, you're thinking, like, I'm protecting my best friend.
Exactly.
Like, screw that guy. I hate him. You know, you want to protect your friend's feelings with everything that you have. But then when you're in that situation, it's like, you'd never, I mean, you can say all day long, I would never, or I'd never stay, I'd never
wreck
stay.
Wreck his truck and slash his tires.
Oh, yeah.
And do this
but then
and
when it happens
that,
to you.
You have no idea. That's the biggest thing that I learned. You have no idea any situation in life, not just something like this.
Yeah.
Any situation in life, you have no idea how it's going to affect you and what you're going to do and how you're going to react until you go through it. That was the biggest thing that I learned right off the bat.
And in situations like this, it's not as much as, like, you know, you say you leave, it's not just the love. Like, it's where you live. You have a dog together.
Yeah.
You maybe you share a bank account. You know what I mean? Like, it's
all
not like
things.
Just like a clean break.
No. I mean, I'm still on his insurance.
Yeah.
Like, we're still involved. I mean, not like that. But
yeah, but there's
just
things
end.
That take time to tie up. Like, you can't just get out.
Yeah, so I made the decision to try and see where it would go because, like I said, in my mind, if it were back in the day, okay, we would have been married already.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the way things are today, you want to have this big wedding and you want to celebrate and you want to do this and you want to do
that.
Take
the time.
Right. So thankfully, we took our time, but back in the day, and in my heart and in my mind, I was already married. We were living together.
Right.
You know, so I couldn't just walk away. For better or for worse, you know, this was the worst. And I had to see it through. So we decided to go to a Rachel Hollis Rise Together conference. It's a couples conference that they do. I think it was their first one.
Mm-hmm.
In Austin, Texas. And it was amazing. Like, it was a great awesome experience. I don't regret it at all, but it hit me then and there. That was the weekend of September 21st.
But it hit you that you were done.
It hit me that I was done.
Yeah.
It hit me that I did not want to, just like everyone had been telling me, that I did not and could not live the rest of my life with this man who had hurt me so deeply and so badly.
Yeah, like, how do you trust him again?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, you don't.
Yeah, you definitely don't. But yeah, so I decided, I mean, as shitty as it was, I decided that as soon as I pulled back into my driveway at my house, I picked up the phone and I said, I can't do this. I'm sorry, I tried.
So, once you decided to do that, those friends who had, granted, this was in your best interest, the way that they were feeling was what was best for you. So it's not like they were mad at you.
No.
They were just, you know.
It was just conflicting opinions.
Because they care about you.
Right.
So when you kind of started to make those phone calls and send those text messages, like, you know, I'm done, what was the feedback?
So I actually didn't send those until a few weeks ago. It took a while for me to get back. I mean, and that's the thing with depression and anxiety like this, is that it doesn't just because the situation's done and over, it doesn't mean that it's just done and over. I still struggle with it, obviously. But yeah, I finally made those calls and those friends were like, okay. Glad you saw the light. We love you. Glad to have you back, you know.
Yeah.
But it's it was a life-changing thing that I couldn't just, you know, bounce right back from.
No. And you don't. No. It takes a long time. Like, I know.
It took a lot.
Yeah.
What is it? Almost 7 months, 7 months later, and I'm still back. But
so,
still
yeah.
got a lot of work to do.
So, Jared and I, like, 6 months in, and you were there for that, 6 months into us dating, we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, he dumped me. Thanks.
Rude.
And, I mean, it was one of the most distraught times in my life. I mean, sucked. Like, I'm no, like, twig by any means, but I lost, like, 20 pounds in a month.
I lost 13 pounds in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. It sucked. So, but then when you get back together, like, obviously it's a happy time, but after experiencing something so traumatic like that,
mm-hmm.
you don't just mentally come back out on top right away.
No.
It took me, and I can honestly say, it took me a good year and a half, 2 years, to not have anxiety about me coming home and being broken up with.
Right.
And it there's no
especially
rhyme or reason.
Especially when it's someone that you love so much and that you're so invested in.
Oh, yeah.
It's really scary. But yeah, so what happened afterwards was like I said, within a week, I was in a therapist's office telling her what was going on.
So you're an advocate for therapy.
Oh, absolutely.
I make sure I ask everyone
absolutely.
Every episode.
I love my therapist. Actually, last time I went was a few weeks ago, and I found out that some other terrible news that he was dating a friend of mine, so that's cool.
Don't you love men?
Don't you love him? and I went in there, you know, and after I found all this out, it was the same type of, I had that same overwhelming feeling of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Like, I just didn't know what to do when I found this out, but I did know. Like,
right.
This time around, I knew I needed to get up out of the bed.
Yeah.
And stop crying, because there was no reason. My best friend Morgan came and picked me up, and we didn't talk, we didn't do anything. I slept, because I hadn't been sleeping for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I slept over at her house, played with Amir, and everything was better, and I got...
Which is such a cute baby.
Oh my god, isn't he perfect?
Oh.
I just love him. And then I got... So when all of this first happened, I got Girl, Stop Apologizing by Rachel Hollis.
And we're looking at the book right now. She brought it with her.
Literally. Well, no. So I got Girl, Wash Your Face first. And that changed my life. Mainly because I realized that no one else... Because when I was with General, the previous issues that we had were... I wasn't 100% happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There were things
gave up a lot to go and be with him.
I gave up everything.
Yeah, like, you moved away from your hometown, away from your friends, away from, you know, your...
And I
everything.
Dove 100% into his life, because
yeah.
his life was a lot. I mean, he owned a convenience store.
Right.
It was the only one in the town that we lived in. So, it was a lot of work, and I was, you know, loved him enough to just dive right in. And so, I did. But, yeah, so I read Girl Stop... Girl, wash your face. And that was definitely life-changing. It opened my eyes, and that's what made me want to go to the couples conference in the first
mm-hmm.
place. But that book was mainly about, like, you're the only one that's in charge of your happiness, and you cannot depend on anyone else but yourself, so you need to take care of yourself, and you need to do all these things for yourself
mm-hmm.
so that you can make yourself happy. So that was like, whoa.
So what types of things do you do now that you learned in that book? Like, you talk about self-care and taking care of yourself. Like, what do you do now that you really read and, like, felt in that book?
So, and even in this new book, Girl Stop Apologizing, she has the 5 to Thrive, and I could, let's see if I can name them all. I probably won't. It's like, drop one category of food, so like chips or something, mm-hmm. for 30 days, drink half of your body weight in water in ounces a day.
Yeah.
Move your body for 30 minutes. Her biggest one is, do a gratitude journal and like write down 10 things either in the morning mm-hmm. or at night that you're grateful for, because then you'll be looking for that.
Right.
And I couldn't tell you the last one. I don't know. But if you get the book, you'll read it and you'll see. And she talks a lot about it on, she has a podcast. They talk a lot about it there, but definitely those 5 things I make sure I try to do every single day.
Yeah.
And another thing that helped was I am huge in my faith, and growing up I was.
Mm-hmm. You've always been very into it.
Jacob and I actually went to church together.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Hanover's such a tiny
town.
It is.
But yeah, I mean, I have a tattoo on my body the date that I got baptized. Like, it's a huge deal for me. And going to college and moving away and stuff, that put a damper on it all because, yeah. You know, college. But since all of this has happened, and even before, I have learned that I had to rely on my faith through this. And, you know, because I found myself questioning God, like, why are you doing this to me? Why are you putting me through this?
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, thanks for, you know, letting me learn all of these valuable life lessons mm-hmm. through this really terrible situation.
Because if you don't learn it, then you're doomed to repeat it.
Yep.
And your next relationship
exactly.
and the next one.
Yeah.
Like, I know for a fact there were things in my first relationship that, you know, that were there, that were also in my second.
Yeah.
And then that were also in the, you know what I mean? So it's
yeah.
like a trickle effect. And
yeah.
you don't realize it until you're forced to address it
yeah.
in a shitty situation.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah. So, but those things are, you know, I get up out of the, you know, I'm still looking for a job. So I don't have work to do every single day.
Yeah.
So I'll read a book. I'll find any book, you know, that's about positive, you know,
mindset.
Uplifting.
Yeah.
Because it is, it's totally a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll walk around the neighborhood, walk the dogs, you know, I'll do anything to just keep going and keep moving, because if I don't, then that's when I
think.
Use that thing in my head. That
oh,
brain.
God. I
yeah.
hate that. Oh, I hate that
so much.
So,
yeah. But other than that, I just stay busy. And, you know, if I feel like it's the depression or anxiety or something is creeping in, I have my, you know, I have my good friends that I know I can reach out to and say, they'll give me a little pep talk and I'll, you know, get
yeah.
out of it.
And
but
that's so funny, because I feel like ever since I've known you, And definitely since, you know, we graduated college is when I've really gotten to know you very
yeah.
well. We were more just, like, acquaintances in high school, you know.
Yeah.
But you are one of those people that, like, if I needed a pep talk, I would call you. I mean, you
yeah.
are literally one of the funniest people I've ever
yeah,
met. Like,
sure.
I remember talking to Jared's daughter, Julia, about you one time. I can't remember what it was for, but she
oh
said,
gosh.
Is that the funny one? I was like, yeah, that's the funny one.
yeah.
So it's how does it feel like, because you're always this positive person, and then now you're the one that's having to reach out for those pep talks that, like, you're
yeah.
so known to be able to give.
I don't know. It's weird that you say that, because I have never thought of myself like that.
Oh, my
so
God.
It makes me feel good.
You are so
I mean,
funny.
I know that I'm a little bit funny, but, yeah, I don't know. You have to have people like that in your life, though, for sure, that can
mm-hmm.
say just a sentence, and you're like, okay, yep, got it, good,
yeah.
thanks. Just, I need that one little reminder, and sometimes if that doesn't work, because I found myself a few weeks back, like, okay, I'm reaching out to all my people, and it's not working, so that's
yeah.
when I said, okay. Hey, therapist, I need you. Let's chat. And I went, by the time I got in there, she was like, what are you doing? What are you doing here? You know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fool yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you
and sometimes
could
too,
do my job.
Like, yeah. And one thing that I've noticed when it comes to, like, friends and being on the outs with friends, and even if it's for a good reason or a bad reason,
right.
I've noticed that, you know, as long as you make that initial step and you say, like, hey, I was wrong, like, I
yeah.
appreciate your friendship and I appreciate you, you know, looking out for what's in my best interest, like,
right,
of course it's gonna take them a minute to be
like, I mean, it's hard,
yeah, it sucks, but the fact that you have the balls to, like, do it,
yeah,
you know, and to reach out to them.
When it's this, people that you love and care about, you'll do anything.
Yeah, you yeah. will. You will.
Yeah, but one thing, like, about, that I'm going to read from Girl Stop Apologizing is that you can, no matter how far gone you are, like, I felt like the world was ending and I was never going to, I don't even know if I was going to, like, drive a car again, literally, yeah. or listen to the radio. Like, I couldn't do anything.
Don't listen to a country no. station after a breakup. Don't.
No.
You're much better off with, like, 90s, like, rap.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you need to listen to in a breakup.
Yeah. So I literally did not know, like, the next time that I would listen to a radio or much less drive mm-hmm. a car. Like, that's how, like, this just took me out. But one line in here, it's on, I don't know what... I think it's in the ask for help. Maybe. I don't know. Ask for help.
It's like toward the middle.
Oh, building foundations for success. And it says one line in here. I literally underlined it and starred it. It says, maybe this makes you think that you can't swap out the good actions for the bad ones. But I know for a fact that if you're breathing right now, if you're alive, that means you can start again. You can start again over and over and over until the feeling of moving in the right direction is more natural to you than the feeling of giving up. Whatever it is that you are facing, whatever your struggle is, whatever your hill is to climb, whatever you're trying to get through, there are ways to take ownership of that thing, and you can do it and you can come back one day at a time to establish consistency. And I was like, hell yeah.
Ain't that that's the what
I did.
Truth.
Yeah. And that's what I did. So, I mean, you get knocked down so many times, but what I've been telling people is, like, how have you been so strong through this? And how have you, you know, handled it with such grace? And I'm like, well, everybody has their shit. Everybody yeah. goes through shit. It's all about yeah. how you handle the shit.
Oh, yeah. And so. That's one thing that Jacob and I talked about when he came over. And then I made, like, a little, like, Instagram post about it. But, you know, everyone on... Okay, it's 2019.
Right.
We're in our almost to late 20s. And I know. And I feel like... I mean, you're on social media, I'm on social media, everything is always just so fucking happy all the time.
Yeah.
And that's it's not life, you know? So when you see people, like, no, it's not. When you see people, you know, so-and-so got engaged, and so-and-so is expecting, and so-and-so graduated college, and oh, I love him so much, yeah, and my kid's so cute, and blah, blah, blah.
It's not all perfect all the time.
No, it's not. And it's almost like... You know, you've put on, not you particularly, but people in general, like, you put yeah. on this perception of, like, rainbows and butterflies, and then all of a sudden, it's not.
Yeah.
You know, it just sucks to have to, like, explain to people.
Oh, all the time.
You know, yeah. what happened. But I feel like, in situations especially like this, and you didn't do anything wrong, you know what I mean? No. So it's not
Which at first I was like, oh my God, I'm the reason that he did this and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, it's because I'm this way and it's because I'm
right.
this and that. And absolutely not. I'm the shit. So. No.
You are the shit.
Yeah.
But it's almost like you have to own it and you have to be like, you know what? I'm not engaged anymore. Like, shit hit the fan.
I had people come up to me just last weekend and they were like, hey. Aren't you married? And I was like, no, absolutely, I'm not married. And they're like, what happened? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, he wasn't as faithful as, you know, a husband should be. So called that off, and now I'm moving on to bigger and better things. So.
Exactly. And this is one of those things, like, not everybody deals with something like this to this magnitude
right.
in their life. However, I feel like this has set you up for, in the future, if you go through something tough, you know, you have the tools in your back pocket to say, okay, I'm not going to lay on the couch all day. Right. I'm not going to have these anxious feelings. I'm going to make that appointment with my therapist. Yep. Go therapy.
I'm going to get on my tennis shoes and my workout clothes, and I'm going to go walk.
Yeah. Because,
you know.
Just do something.
One day I'll be able to afford CrossFit again and do that. But, you just have to get up and move and don't, you know, think about it. And I also signed up, go Rachel Hollis, love you girl, signed up for her life coaching last week, and mainly because the one coming up on, I think it's the 26th, she does like 2-hour live, and she gives you all these like concrete things right. to have while you're, you know, listening and to prepare and all that. So it's about the past and owning your past. And like, what I've realized is that you know, this situation doesn't define me. It also doesn't define general.
No.
Like, so like, it's just a thing that happened, and I learned a lot, thankfully. I didn't have to do it the harder way. I mean, much, you know, this was hard, but there, it could have been worse. I could have been married and had to go through a divorce and
had a kid,
had a child. Yeah. So, I think I got the easy way out, but yeah, it's definitely been a learning experience, and I'm thankful for.
Yeah, a huge learning experience.
Negative thing into a really positive thing for me. So
if you could give a piece of advice to somebody who, you know, may be going through this, or who has gone through this before and keeps going back, or doesn't know how to get out of a situation, what would you say to that individual, male or female?
Right. So my main thing that I learned was, and that my therapist drilled in my head, was trust your gut. Don't ignore red flags, because especially as a woman, I think that our instinct and our gut is normally right.
God, but we don't just being women, like, get married before you're 30 yeah, and crank out your babies pressure. Before you're 30. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't get married by the time you're 30, your life is over.
Yeah.
Like, that's not true.
No, it's not at all. Because that's definitely not happening for me. But
well, you don't know that.
Yeah, but no, definitely trust your gut. If you have a feeling that something's going on, you know, attack it head on. Unless you, I don't know, get lied to like I did, but it'll come out. The truth will come out eventually.
The truth
so,
will set you free.
Yeah, and then it will set you free. So if you're going through anything like this, definitely reach out to me. I can help you the best that I can, given that I've been through it.
Yeah.
And if it gets as bad as, like, you know, like I said, if you have your friends that you reach out to and you know will give you that quick pep talk and help you through it, reach out to them. If that's not enough, because, and that's not saying that your friends aren't enough or anything right. like that. It's just like, what you're going through is deeper than what your friends with their opinions can say. And sometimes you need a third party, like a therapist that has no idea who any of these people are and can help you through it that way, because that's what helped me.
There's like no bias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't try to go through it alone. That's what I did for a really long time. And it was absolutely miserable. Absolutely miserable.
Oh, and you feel so lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. So now I feel like we're and you came prepared with your challenge, and I
yes.
love that. So what is your challenge to all of your people listening?
Any, like, not just a situation like I'm going through, any type of depression, if you're feeling down in the dumps just about yourself or anything, I challenge you to go by Girl, Wash Your Face and Girl, Stop Apologizing, because it literally changed my life. I don't know if you guys are into reading. If not, she's got it on Audible, whatever the app is.
Book.
I don't know. But they literally change my life. It'll change your mindset. And it'll help you reach some awesome goals that you can set for yourself, which I never ever thought about. You know, I thought my goal was to graduate and get a job. And that was it.
Yeah.
But
well,
because
that's
so
what
many
you're
personal,
told.
Yeah. But personal growth and personal development is a huge thing that I'm super into these days, and I challenge you guys to dive into it too.
Good. Is there anything else that you want to say to all of your listeners out there?
I don't think so.
No?
Just don't go through it alone.
Yeah, don't go through it alone.
That's it.
It's awful. Well, Katie, I thank you so much for coming here today. You know, it's really awesome that you are sharing your story to try and help benefit at least one person
right.
who may be going through what you've been through, or maybe just something similar. Again, thank you so much for tuning into the Mint Podcast. Tomorrow, we're kind of taking a detour around our typical regular programming, if you will. I will be having Carrie and Dave come on, and Carrie and Dave are with the GS Nation. Go follow them on Instagram. They will be coming on to talk about different things you can do to help enhance your mental health and your physical health, which I'm a firm believer that your physical health is very tied into your mental health. And they're going to be talking about the Blue Zones, which is a really cool concept. I'm really excited to share with all of you. So make sure you stay tuned in for that tomorrow. And as always, you are loved, you are important, and you are exactly where you are meant to be.